Help from My Friends, written by Girls Rule, read by Sweaters in the Summer. Summary. My point is that Rozanoff, like, talks Shane down before he even realizes he's panicking. He makes him snacks with fucking buckwheat in them, and he even gets Shane to take a day off once in a blue moon. He's an asshole, Hayden says. He's obnoxious and rude and frankly unpleasant. I'm not saying he's a good guy, but he is a good husband. Or, 5 times Hayden defends Ilya behind his back, plus 1 time he defends Ilya in front of him. 1. For one endless minute, the locker room is silent. It usually only gets like this when they've just lost or when it's close to empty. Hayden debates if he should say something. Should he, like, pretend he didn't know already? Shout out, "Wow, you starting a charity with your sworn enemy is so very cool, actually." In the end, JJ breaks the silence before he has a chance to. "I'll say it. This is fucking weird." "Agreed," Como pipes up. "It's not," Shane tries. "Don't you and Rozanoff hate each other?" Charlie, one of the rookies who really should learn to keep his mouth shut, asks. "No," Shane says. "I mean, we did, but we're friends now, through starting this foundation." "Why did you start a foundation with Ilya Rozanoff?" Drapo asks impatiently. "Why did he come to Ottawa? Why is any of this happening?" "I can't speak to why he came to Ottawa." Jesus, it sounds like Shane's giving a press conference. "This is cool, guys," Hayden pipes up. "It's a really important cause." "Sure," Drapo says. "But why not do it with someone you have more in common with? Like Scott Hunter." The room falls silent again, except for a bark of laughter that Hayden isn't able to conceal. Because, seriously? I don't really know Scott Hunter that well, Shane says. "But you know Ilya Rozanoff," JJ asks. And Shane's cheeks turn pink, probably with the knowledge of just how biblically he does. "Well, I've met Rozanoff once or twice since Shane started working with him," Hayden says. "He's, you know, he's different than you'd expect. Nicer." It's a bold-faced lie. Rozanoff is actually meaner than he expected. He still thinks Shane would be better off dating literally any other man in North America, but that doesn't mean he's going to leave his buddy high and dry. Shane flashes him a grateful smile. "Wait," JJ says. "You already knew about this foundation thingy?" Great, now Hayden has to tend to JJ's hurt feelings. He doesn't have time for literally any of this. Not with 4 kids at home. "Just a little. Shane asked me for help with some logistics," Hayden says. JJ narrows his eyebrows at him, which is fair. What the fuck does Hayden know about logistics? "All right, that's it. We're announcing it next week and just wanted you to know first." Shane clears his throat. "Thanks. Goodbye." Hayden pats him on the back while everyone else files out. "You did good. Kind of. Mostly." Shane drops his head, exhaling. "Thanks for helping," he says. "I know you didn't mean any of that." Hayden waves a hand. "Don't mention it." Two. Hayden's really trying to raise his children with basic tenets of kindness and respect. So when Ruby shrieks out of nowhere, "Uncle Ilya is evil," it takes everything in him not to respond, "God, I know, right?" Instead, he mentally praises his daughter for being a good judge of character and says, "Why do you say that?"
"Because he is a puppy now and he hasn't brought her over," she pouts.
It's by far the cutest reason anyone's ever hated Ilya Rozanoff, that's for sure. "Well, he's busy. He plays as many games as Daddy does." Almost as many. Not like the Centaurs ever make the playoffs.
"Daddy makes time for us," Ruby argues. "And Uncle Robbie's here all the time."
It's a pretty flimsy argument. Hayden legally has to make time for them, and Jackie's brother has been unemployed for a concerningly long time.
"Ilya loves you guys, but he doesn't live in Montreal, remember? He lives in Ottawa. It's not so easy to get over here."
Ruby and Jade both huff, unnervingly in sync.
"He hates us," Jade says.
"He doesn't hate you. I'm sure if we ask nicely, he'd let you meet his puppy over the phone and bring her over as soon as he can." The girls light up.
"Let's call Uncle Ilya now," Jade says. Ugh, why did he say that thing about the phone? What a rookie error. He can't believe this is his life. He can't believe his children consider Ilya Rozanov, proud owner of the most punchable smirk in the NHL, their uncle. He can't say no to them, though, something Jackie taunts him for often, so he pulls out his phone and FaceTimes him. He's never done that before, obviously, but Rozanov likes his kids. It'll be fine. Probably. Maybe.
What do you want, Pike?
Rozanov's clearly laying in bed, which is weird considering it's 1 p.m.
Is Shane okay?
It's almost sweet how his eyebrows furrow when he asks. Yeah, I'm just, here with the girls. Immediately, Rozanov's face shifts, like a light turns on inside of him. Hayden props the phone on the table so he can see all three of them, and Rozanov just beams.
Huh, I thought the girls would be Ruby and Jade,
Rozanov says seriously. Jade frowns. We are Ruby and Jade.
No, you're Anna and Elsa, yes?
The girls shriek with pleased laughter. Damn, this guy's good. Of course his charm even comes with a G-rated setting.
We want to see the puppy, Ruby says.
Hayden gives her a pointed look.
Please, can we see the puppy?
How can I say no to a princess?
Jade whispers something to her sister, who nods.
Anna and Elsa are queens, Ruby says seriously.
Oh, my mistake. I'm sorry, my queens.
He does a little honest-to-God bow, and the girls giggle. Then he shouts something in Russian, and a second later, a ball of fluff jumps into his lap. He stays on the line for 45 minutes, letting the girls coo over Anya. He even seems a little disappointed when Jackie calls Jade and Ruby into the kitchen for a snack, but maybe Hayden's imagining things. Thanks, Hayden says once they're gone, absorbed by their goldfish. I appreciate it.
He's fine.
Rozanov waves a hand.
They're good kids. Must be genetic.
Oh. Hayden tries and fails to hide the stunned expression from his face. Wow, that...
I didn't know it was possible to make children without a father, but...
Oh, fuck you, Hayden shouts, loud enough to earn him a shake of the swear jar. Rozanov just cackles. Three.
Voyagers chat. Team only.
Drapo.
What the fuck is this?
Drapo.
Is this a joke?
Como.
Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Drapo.
Shocking fan mail video exposes Shane Hollander and Ilya Rozanov passionately embracing.
Como.
Holy fuck.
JJ.
I think it has to be a joke.
Como.
WTF kind of joke would it be?
JJ.
Maybe it's photoshopped?
Charlie.
By who? Hayden? The guy who exclusively uses his phone to play Moana songs for his kids?
Patrice Drapo removed Shane Hollander from the group chat.
Hayden.
What the fuck? Why did you get rid of Shane?
Hayden Pike added Shane Hollander to the group chat. Gilbert Como removed Shane Hollander from the group chat.
Como.
I'm with Patty. Until we figure out what the fuck is going on, he shouldn't be here.
Seven people emphasize this message.
Como.
Besides, he'll probably get suspended because of this.
JJ.
Shit, you think so?
Charlie.
We're so screwed.
JJ.
Hayden, seriously, what's going on?
Hayden.
Maybe you should keep Shane, our captain, in the chat and let him explain himself.
Drapo.
Not sure there's any reasonable explanation for fucking Ilya Rozanov.
Charlie.
Oh god, do you think they're actually fucking?
Como.
No, he was searching for something down Rozanov's throat. What do you think, kid?
Drapo.
This is just fucked. I need to bleach my eyes.
Hayden.
Guys, this isn't a big deal. Rozanov's a decent guy.
Eight people thumbs down this message.
Drapo.
Hayden, quit it. Shane's not in here anymore. You don't need to suck up to him.
Hayden.
Question mark, question mark.
Hayden.
Rozanov's honestly okay. It's all like an act, mostly. He's really good with my kids.
JJ.
Your kids? He's met your fucking kids?
4 people emphasized this message.
JJ.
How long have you known about this?
Hayden.
I'll stop by your place later, JJ, and we can talk more.
JJ.
Yeah, you fucking better.
Hayden.
Guys, this is Shane. Our Shane. He's still the same guy, just with a more interesting sex life.
Charlie.
Ew.
6 people emphasized this message.
Como.
We get it, Pike. You feel guilty because your video leaked this shit. You don't have to pretend it's okay.
Hayden.
Of course it's okay. Why does it matter what Shane does in his personal life? He wins us cups regardless.
Drapo.
He probably won't anymore.
JJ.
Oh, God.
Charlie.
Guys, we're so screwed.
Charlie.
We're.
Hayden.
Shane would never let anything or anyone keep us from winning. Come on, you have to know that.
Hayden.
This isn't the end of the world. I promise Rozanoff's not a bad guy once you get to know him.
Patrice Drapo removed Hayden Pike from the group chat.
Four. The night Hayden ruins his best friend's life, he gets drunk. Very, very, very drunk. I mean, I don't even know what they're thinking, Hayden says. Okay, maybe he slurs it. Literally, because they took me out of the group chat, which is like fascism, probably. JJ does a shot. They're thinking that this is fucked. It's not fucked. It's fucked. It's not. Okay, maybe a little. He sinks deeper into JJ's couch. It's softer than his own, and it's not covered in sticky stains. How nice. But like, Rozanoff is... What? JJ asks. Rozanoff is what, Hayden? You can't make this better. You have to know that. It's so... fucked? Hayden offers. JJ nods. He turns on the TV, but it's set to ESPN. They're playing the video. Of course they're playing the video. Hayden groans. I'm such an idiot. No, Shane's an idiot. I can't believe he didn't tell me. That's so fucked. Hayden's beginning to think that they should start a drinking game. One shot every time someone says the word fucked. Maybe then he'll get drunk enough to stop thinking about how badly he fucked up. Ha, there's a shot. Ilya Rozanoff, JJ says aloud, staring up at the TV that's now displaying a photo of Rozanoff smirking. Does he even know it's possible to pose for a picture with a normal smile? Ilya fucking Rozanoff. He was nice to me. What? Rozanoff, Hayden says, barely believing it himself. I went over this morning to tell him and Shane what happened. They didn't know. They were asleep. Like in the same bed? JJ says. Yeah, I assume so, he says through a laugh. I thought Rozanoff would kill me, but he didn't. He, like, thanked me, basically. Said I'd kept their secret for a while, and it wasn't my fault. JJ's quiet. Hayden's too foggy to realize his mistake at first. A while, JJ says softly. And how fucking long is a while? I just pieced it together, really. I mean, Shane was dating a dude in Boston, then suddenly he was always in Ottawa. I know he loves his mom, but shit, no one spends that much time with their parents. Fuck, JJ says. He changes the channel. Ooh, Deadliest Catch is on. So Rozanoff moved to Ottawa for him. Hayden nods. Yeah. He lets out a laugh that can only be called a giggle. It's kind of unreal if you think about it. This whole thing is unreal. No, like Ilya Rozanoff. Biggest playboy in the NHL, settled down and signed with the shittiest team in the league for Shane. Our Shane, the same guy who cleans his phone with a little alcohol wipe whenever he gets off a plane. Damn, JJ says. I know, Shane must be like amazing in bed, right? Hayden says, because finally he can marvel at this with someone who's not Jackie. Just next level. Do you think Shane tops? Or do they switch off? That's a thing, right? Jesus Christ, we're not talking about this. I'm ordering pizza. You need to sober up. JJ takes out his phone and orders a Meat Lovers, Hayden's favorite. A peace offering of sorts, he hopes. For a few minutes, they watch Deadliest Catch in silence. Okay, so Shane's amazing in bed, JJ says finally. And he's Shane. He's great. But what does he see in Rozanoff? The guy's so... I know, Hayden says. I do. But I think maybe underneath it all, there's a good guy. Somewhere. We just don't always get to see it. What, because we're not Shane? Yeah, because we're not Shane. Five. Their first game against Ottawa is a fucking nightmare. It's already hard enough playing against Shane instead of with him, but they also have Ilya Rozanoff to contend with. He thought Rozanoff would be slinging punches, but he hasn't thrown a single one. He's doing everything in his power to provoke them, though. Big skates to fill. He nods at Lewis, a rookie who's centering him on the first line tonight. He's decent. Good, but not Shane. Is everyone lonely without their dear captain? Too bad you missed him. Bet you had a poster of him on your bedroom wall, yes? No, I didn't, old man, Lewis spews. Hayden winces. It's a terrible comeback. Also, Lewis grew up in Montreal. He totally had a poster of Shane. Oh, you miss him. Poor babies. Don't worry, I take good care of him. Rozanoff winks. It turns out to be his tamest chirp of the night. After Rozanoff scores his first goal, he makes sure that everyone knows he'll score again, both on and off the ice. Then, when he scores a second, he says he may as well go for a third to fuck the Voyagers harder than he'll be fucking their dear captain later. Which, Jesus Christ. Everyone's under strict orders not to spend the game in the penalty box, and they're doing a surprisingly good job keeping it clean. Until Rozanoff scores a fucking hat trick after all. When it's time for the next face-off, he smiles. Look at that! One goal for every cup Shane won you while throwing games for me. Weird. Hayden can't help the breath of laughter that escapes him. Rozanoff flashes him a smile, adds, One goal for every cup you'll ever win. Except you, rookie. No cups for you. Too late. Fuck off, faggot, Lewis spits. Hayden's blood runs colder than the ice. Rozanoff doesn't so much as blink, which is honestly concerning. How many times do you have to get called that to take it in stride? Barrett, however, lunges forward. What the fuck did you call him? Exactly what you called guys before you started sucking that social media dude's dick, Como says. Guys, keep it clean, Hayden barks. He kind of wants to dive under the benches and hide. God, this sucks. Why does he have to play with the bad guys? Too late, Rozanoff says. He's going to kill you now. Sure enough, Barrett already has his gloves off and punches Como so hard that blood spills. Rozanoff laughs gleefully, diving for Lewis. From there, it's utter chaos. The bench is clear and the Voyagers and the Centaurs go to war. Hayden holds back as many people wearing his jersey colors as he can, catches Shane's eyes as he does the same. For the first time, they silently communicate on opposite sides of the ice. Sorry, Hayden's eyes say. Not your fault, Shane say. Not yours either, Hayden's answer. In the end, they lose in a pretty embarrassing 5-2. Terrio gives them the scolding of their life after. He was asking for it, Lewis yelps. Hayden levels him a hard stare. No one is fucking asking for you to call them a homophobic slur. He did what? JJ asks. Hayden's eyes sweep the locker room. Most of them don't know. They fought for their teammates' honor because that's what you do. But maybe if they knew. He called Rozanoff a slur. You know, the one that starts with F. He lets the unsaid word sit heavily in the air, levels them all the same look he gives Ruby and Jade when they try to sneak cookies before dinner. So? Drapo says finally. He is a f- Hayden slams him hard against the wall. Don't fucking finish that sentence. Dude. Enough, Terrio snaps. I don't care who said what. You played sloppy out there. That's all that matters. That's all that matters? God, this team fucking sucks. Hayden scoffs, his fists still tight in Drapo's shirt. And you know what the worst part is? You guys make Ilya Rozanoff seem nice.
plus one. Hayden goes out with the centaurs that night to drink his sorrows. I'm sorry, he says, taking the third vodka that Rozanov hands him. They're so... why are they like that? They have a lot to compensate for, JJ says. Rozanov bursts out laughing, while Hayden and Shane throw him matching perplexed looks. What? I'm serious. You've seen them in the showers. If that's the case, Drapo has no excuse, Hayden mutters. Shane tries and fails to hide his laughter behind his cup. What? Rozanov looks between all of them. How big is it? No, Shane says. We're not talking about this. Shane! Rozanov lays his head on his husband's shoulder. I need to know! Immediately, Hayden and JJ both put their hands out, measuring around 10 inches. Well, Hayden measures around 10 inches. JJ places his hands way wider. It's not that big, Hayden argues. It is! Rozanov's eyes light up. I see the problem, he says. His dick is too big. No fucking way. Evan Dykstra slides into the booth beside JJ. A dick can't be too big. That would be like complaining that you're too rich. Yes, my dick is too big, and I am too rich, Rozanov says. He's a hard life. Really, Shane? JJ says. You married him? Like, by choice? Rozanov stares at him blankly. Of course he did. Did you miss the part where I'm too rich and my dick is... Shane slaps a hand over his mouth, smothering his words. Rozanov laughs, wrestling it away. Okay, but what do you mean, too big? Dykstra asks. Rozanov sighs dramatically. Like, all the time, women say, no, I can't suck that, I will choke. Problem I used to have. Is probably Drapo's problem. Ironically, Shane starts choking on his vodka ginger ale. Rozanov hits him hard on the back, then rubs circles on it. There's no way that actually happened to you, Hayden says. Yes, of course you would not relate to this. No, women aren't repulsed by the idea of sucking my dick. So what's the solution? Dykstra, who apparently is carrying an elephant trunk himself, asks. Solution? Yeah, like if women don't want to suck your dick because it's too big. What do you tell them? Hypothetically. Hayden mouths, hypothetically? To JJ, who shrugs. Seriously, what are they slinging in the centaur's locker room? Nothing, Rozanov says. Nothing? You can't make someone suck your dick. You just have to find the right person. He sips his drink, then shoots a very pointed side eye at Shane. You know, someone who can take it like a champion. JJ curses in French. You're fucking insatiable, man, Dykstra crows, laughing now. No, Shane is. Ilya. Shane folds his arms, then says something in Russian. Rozanov puts his hands up like, I'll stop. Wow, JJ says. You're whipped, huh? Obviously, Hayden mutters. Before Rozanov can defend himself, another man, who Hayden's never seen before, plops into the booth. He's wearing a Voyageurs t-shirt, and he reeks of beer. Oh, great. A fan. This should be fun. Hayden starts searching for security. Shane Hollander, the guy crows. I have a question for you. Okay, Shane says, ever the polite Canadian. Rozanov, meanwhile, leans forward, like he's preparing to pounce if need be. Do you know Adrian Delacruz? Okay, weird turn. No, Shane says. I mean, not personally. Should marry him instead, the guy slurs. I'm saying, there are so many fucking hot, famous gay guys who are actually nice. Marry one of them instead of this asshole. He gestures at Rozanov, because apparently he has a death wish. Rozanov just looks amused, though. Yes, Shane, why not marry a nice man? Exactly! The guy snaps his fingers. Like, why? Why? You know? Why? Shane says again. Oh, come on. Hayden interjects before Shane inevitably breaks his brain, formulating an answer. That's such a stupid question. Who the fuck are you? The guy asks Hayden, which makes Rozanov howl with laughter, the asshole. Hayden almost wants to take it all back and tell him that, yeah, he's right, Rozanov sucks. The problem is that he doesn't. After years of having a front row seat to the Shane and Ilya show, he knows what the rest of the world doesn't. They work. Is Rozanoff an asshole? Hayden says, glossing over the douche's last question. Yes. Is he a dickbag? Sure. Was he voted smarmiest NHL player 5 years running for a reason? Totally. Gee, thanks, Hayden, Shane mutters under his breath. But Rozanoff, like, he moved to Ottawa for Shane. No one talks about that. Ottawa sucks. Bro, Dykstra says. We literally beat you tonight, Shane says. No, Hayden rolls his eyes. I don't mean as a team, though they did when he signed with them. Sorry, Dykstra. But I mean, like, the city sucks. It's boring. What do you do in Ottawa? You stare at a lake and consider throwing yourself into it. Rozanoff cackles. I'm from Ottawa, Shane grumbles. My condolences, Hayden says. He sold his sports car collection too, you know? And he's always fucking grocery shopping. Grocery shopping? JJ says. I swear to God, every time I'm over there, Shane's like complaining about being almost out of ginger ale, and 2 seconds later, Rozanoff's running to the store in the fucking minivan he has now. He's not a minivan. For the first time in the course of this conversation, Rozanoff looks murderous. Take that back, Pike. Whatever. My point is that Rozanoff, like, talks Shane down before he even realizes he's panicking. He makes him snacks with fucking buckwheat in them, and he even gets Shane to take a day off once in a blue moon. He's an asshole, Hayden says. He's obnoxious and rude and, frankly, unpleasant. I'm not saying he's a good guy, but he is a good husband. He's been talking for a while, huh? He needs some water, probably. Wow, Shane says. I think that was nicer than your best man speech. You mean when he got trashed and just shouted, my best friend is married, Dykstra says. Yeah, I'd say it tops that. Okay, the guy says. But like, he's not the only good husband out there. I still think you should have dated someone. Anyone who's not in the NHL and stayed with the Voyageurs. Dude, Hayden says. If you don't know that good at hockey was the number one thing Shane was looking for in a husband, you're not a very good fanboy. Hey, Shane protests. What? I'm pretty sure your type is just a stat sheet. Even Rozanoff cracks up at this. All right, I'm just saying, the drunk guy says. And then, because he's apparently the boldest guy in the history of planet Earth. But hey, if you don't care about dating someone famous and just want a guy who plays hockey, I'm in a beer league. Then the guy throws his card on the table and looks Shane up and down. Oh, fuck. Hayden did not see that coming. His gaydar really sucks. Okay, Rozanoff says, though growls is probably a more accurate word. Time for you to go now, or I will make you go. The guy glances at Shane, as if Shane is going to be like, you know what, yeah, decade-long relationship over. I want you, nameless guy in a bar. I'd listen to him, Shane says. I will give you a 3-second head start. One. Rozanoff stands up, and seeing him at full height is enough for the guy to wise up and start running. What an asshole, Rozanoff says, stepping out of the booth. Shane tugs on his arm. Please don't follow him. He thinks he can hit on my husband in front of me? I should kill him. Or you could not kill him and stay out of jail, Shane says, tacking something on in Russian that makes Ilya sit down firmly. What do you even say to him? Dykstra asks. And can I get the cheat code? Yes, Shane, Ilya says. What did you say? Please share. Shut up, Shane mumbles, turning beet red. Which means it's probably something disgusting and definitely something sexual. Cool. Anyways, thank you, Hayden. That was very nice. Yes, Rozanoff goes back to smirking. I didn't know you were such a fan. I'm not a fan. You kind of are, JJ says unhelpfully. You're always defending him. Oh? Rozanoff quirks an eyebrow. I'm not defending you, Hayden argues. You're married to Shane. I'm defending him. It kind of sounds like you're defending him, JJ says. But okay. Because if people are insulting him, it's an insult to Shane. Kind of. Sort of. He's okay, Pike. Rozanoff pats him on the back. No need to pretend. You love me. No, I hate you, Hayden mutters. But even to his own ears, it's unconvincing. Yes, Ilya says just as lightly. I hate you too.